Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And so for these final three games, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles. One of them is on Christmas Day proper. One of them is on a Saturday. It's not the normal day you carve out for your football escapades. And then the other is going to be week 18 of the NFL season with a lot of postseason relevant games ongoing. To focus in on the Commanders rather than having a wandering eye to those other games, it's nice to have this standalone contest right now so you're not missing all the other good stuff that's happening. So Saturday, 5 o'clock, there's not another game going on. But I'll be at Northwest Stadium. I've got a bunch of obligations after the game, the locker room, take command, some other stuff I do. So I'm going to miss the beginning of Bears-Packers, and I am so fired up for that game Saturday night. Like, we're at a point now, Danny, where these huge end-of-season games, I don't know if you watched Bills-Patriots this weekend, was a blast, but we've now made it to the stretch run, the final 3 weeks. How about this? Thursday night, Rams-Seahawks, they're both 11-3.
Yes, please.
NFC West driver's seat on the line. Saturday night, 8:20 East time, Packers-Bears, 9-4-1, 10-4, the winner driver's seat for the NFC North. And then you got a bunch of important games on Sunday, even the not very good games, even the not that interesting games like the Bucks and the Panthers. That's kind of a meh football game. 2-7-7 teams. The winners probably went in the division.
Sometimes two mediocre teams can make for great entertainment. I'm with you because there's something on the line, and this is why they've staggered the schedule like this for the end of season. God, we've only played two division games. Well, here comes the last three or four, whatever it is down the stretch, right? Where you're going to be able to do that. So not every game's a division game, obviously, but a lot of them are. Green Bay, Chicago for supremacy. You already touched on it, but some of these marquee matchups where this is now you can make a lot of hay in both the division race, conference race, etc., and a lot can change over the last couple weeks, and that's why they staggered the schedule like this.
So last week in Week 15 that just wrapped up this weekend, into Monday Night Football. We talked about this, but every single game but Commanders-Giants had postseason ramifications. Literally every single one. This week is a lot different. There are a plethora of games that are two bad teams playing that aren't postseason relevant.
Yep.
Which means that a bunch of the games have two teams that need games. Which one's better? I don't really know. I've kind of debated this. Like last week, you had a lot of heavy favorites, 12, 13, 10 points, where a playoff-bound team is playing a bad team. But because of that, every game had somebody that needed something. You've got a lot more games on the schedule this week, like Vikings-Giants, where both teams have been eliminated.
Yeah, more Jets-New Orleans.
Falcons-Cardinals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, those games are happening where neither teams are making the playoffs. But because of that, you get 10-4 Jacksonville, 12-2 Denver. You get 11-3 New England and desperate Baltimore. You get 8-6 Pittsburgh, front-runners now in the AFC North, and 8-6 Detroit, where both teams have to have that game. You get the 49ers on Monday Night Football, inexplicably still against Phil Rivers. he's going to start another game.
Here we go.
49ers, Colts, 10-4, 8-6. So this might actually be better because both teams need a lot of these games.
Yeah, this is what I would choose. The more both teams have something on the line games possible, as many of them as I can get, because it's the number one intense thing is the playoffs where it's win or go home. The second most intense thing is this, where I have to win. No, I have to win. And now let's do battle. That when something's on the line for everybody, not just pride or some sort of, you know, play out the string and see if I can win a job for next year. Those are cool things too, but nothing compares to this where, like, as you said, with Detroit, they have to have it. They have to. They are desperate. They gave the Rams everything they can handle, didn't have enough. If they're going to go to the postseason, a team with that kind of aspiration, they absolutely have to beat Pittsburgh this week. Give me that. Sign me up.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, they get a big win last night against the Dolphins, 28-15, and it wasn't that close. They led 28-3 with 10 minutes to go before Miami scored a couple of late touchdowns to make it look better. But their defense shoved it at home on Miami. And I'll tell you what, Tua Tagovailoa looks broken. I know it's a cold weather game, and he plays poorly in those games, but his numbers on the season, look at interceptions and just misfires, that contract is abysmal. That is a crippling disaster of a deal. It's one of the reasons I think that their GM, Chris Greer, over the years has already been fired this year. I think Mike McDaniel's going to keep his job. They had won four in a row before yesterday. Maybe that's still TBD based on how they finish these final few weeks. But when I watch them and I see how their defense came out and I see how they run the ball with Devin Achane, again, 5 yards per carry last night. When I see their skill guys, Achane out of the backfield's a star. Darren Waller at tight end is a mismatch waiting to happen, two touchdowns. Jalen Waddle, underutilized last night, but a good player. It feels like Tua's an anchor. I feel like he is holding that team back. I don't really know what they can do about it.
Me
because
neither.
You are boxed into that deal. They could do the Russell Wilson thing that Denver did and pay basically the same amount of money you'd be paying him to get rid of him, which is like $55 million against your cap next year with or without him. If you have him, you pay that much. If you don't, you pay that much. And then you're taking on a bunch of dead money after that. But if they wanted to, they could go that route and draft or bring in some young ascending quarterback. But I just feel like they're in a bad way because of last night as an example.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And I don't always feel this way. I felt like he gave them almost no chance, and otherwise they were good enough to beat a pretty mediocre Steelers team.
Yeah, there are moments when everything works right in that offense that you've seen it over the years. I think people have caught on a little bit to some degree.
Like when they played Washington as an example.
That's an example where it doesn't matter if you don't have all the zip on the fastball. It doesn't matter as long as you're throwing with anticipation, touch. You're basically throwing it to a spot and one of their track stars is running underneath it and going after the catch. Or you flip it out to Devin Achane with a head of steam and you know he's going to make it right.
He might be my number three back right now.
He's special.
That I would want in Washington. Jahmyr Gibbs is my one seed. I actually think Bijan Robinson's a more complete, better player. He's the best back in the league. But, like, I would, if I could take any back in the NFL and put him on my team in D.C., one is Jahmyr Gibbs, two is Bijan Robinson, and is it crazy to say three is Devin Achane?
It's not.
That dude is a badass.
Well, that's the style. Like, he'll run between the tackles because you have to every once in a while. That's not what he's here to do. He's here to get out to the side. He's going at 75% on cruise control. You're sprinting to catch up with him. You overcommit, he cuts back. If you don't overcommit, he runs around you. Like, he's a joy to watch. Like, they get him in space, and I love how creative it is. That Mike McDaniel comes from that. He was a run game coordinator back in the day. He comes from that Shanahan tree, and he's, like, added to it. Their run stuff is awesome. I love watching them run the football. But pass-wise, it feels like people have caught on a little bit. Like, there was a play last night where actually Tua burned it. It was actually really smart. But they have this whole run setup where you got a pulling guard. It looks like a run, and, you know, the tight end's going to leak out, or that it was a receiver's going to leak across, where I think every defense 2 years ago was like looking in the opposite direction, thinking it's Achane running around the edge, and the boot has already gone the other way and someone's open, but Pittsburgh had it defended perfectly. It now requires more tight window throws. It now feels like nothing's easy anymore in the pass game for Miami, and you've got to be able to zip it in there. And he's looking at his left arm going, I don't have any zip in here. I can throw it with touch. Do you need that?
I think you look at Tua's career and you go, the season Tyreek Hill did incredible things. He put up the numbers that got him paid. I think there's a lot of guys with Tyreek Hill elevating you that might have been able to put up big numbies in that offense with Mike McDaniel.
With that run game and some of the action off of that, yeah.
Here's actually where I wanted to start the show, though, on the phones with people, and we can open up the lines for the first time today on this next at 800-636-1067. There are two home games left in these final three games. I worry about what the atmosphere is going to look like. I know back in the day, the single biggest frustration for Dan Snyder, and one of the reasons, inevitably, that he made a lot of the decisions he did with coaches at the end of seasons was the one thing he couldn't tolerate was that aerial shot in late December or January in the final weeks of the season where it's an empty stadium sans the other team's uniforms, right? The jerseys that fans are wearing of, in this case, the Eagles and the Cowboys. And there's going to be takeovers. I talk a lot about the thread I'm on with the season ticket holders that we have seats with and, you know, the tailgating group that I'm a part of. The amount of people that are not going to the Christmas Day game that everybody was so excited about, so giddy about when we found out about it. I remember taking calls and people thought it was the coolest thing ever. Well, now you're 4-10 and it's a lost season and it's Christmas and it's not that cool anymore. It's going to be freezing and you're going to leave your family and go sit in those seats. A lot of people just aren't going to do it. And that's just one of the two games at this point. There's another one on Saturday night this weekend where you're giving up one of the valuable final days before Christmas that you have to do some kind of holiday activity or get some shopping done or do family stuff. I really fear that this is going to be somewhat awful to see visually. How many Commanders fans come to this game, how much it's taken over by the visiting crowds, because it's already been trending in that direction.
Yeah.
But the question, I guess, for you guys is, if you have tickets to the game, are you going, or are you one of the people that is selling your tickets or going to eat the tickets? 800-636-1067. And then just for everybody else watching this thing, there's three games left still. What percentage of these games do you plan on watching? Is this still an every play, butt on the couch, can't do anything else, rearrange your holiday schedule event for you? That you're going to lock in on these games and that everything else on Christmas Day or whatever other days are going to have to work around the Commanders. Like, how much do you plan on watching of these final three games? That's the question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.